Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Pei Amud Aleph at the bottom, continuing with our analysis of the first two Mishnayot of this, the fifth Perak, Otov Et Bino, of Masechet Chulin. Ketzad HaShochet, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Kulam Atnitin Delok Rabbi Shimon. Our entire Mishnah, which, if you recall from two podcasts ago, presented, and it's worth re-looking at the Mishnah, presented three different variables, which is Chulin versus Kodshim, Bifnim and Bachutz, and well, actually two different variables, but then with all the different possibilities of both Chulin inside, both Chulin outside, etc., and then one Chulin, one Kodshim in different orders, and then both Chulin or both Kodshim, one inside, one outside in different order, about where you would have liability for Otov Et Bino. Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Kulam Anitin Delok Rabbi Shimon. Our entire Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Shimon, and we will see in the next Mishnah what Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, but we'll get ahead of it up here. Mimai Midikatani Kodshim Bachutz. What was the second clause of our Mishnah? Was when you have two animals, Otov Et Bino, they're Kodshim and they're outside. Harishon Chayav Karet, Ushneim Psulin. Ushneim Sof Gimatar Baim. Now the issue here is is that you're only chayav karet for the first one. Mech, the Shimon and the Rabbi Shimon, the Mashchita, Shinroi Elosh Mashchita, we'll see a little bit later the Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is Shchita, which is not Ru'uya, meaning it doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to, is not a Shchita for our purposes. Therefore, Kama Miktal Katle, the first Kodesh animal that you had outside was not a Shchita. You didn't accomplish anything. You can't bring it as a korban, you can't eat it, so it's like you stabbed it. He killed it. Shenim it come with Fimu. That means the second one, meaning the child or the mother, could have been a good korban, because there's no violation of Otov Et Bino if the first one isn't shechted. So therefore, the second one could have been good. And if that's the case, then you should be chayav karet, nami l'chayev, for the second one also. That's the first proof that Rabbi Shimon can't be the author. Second one, chul mifrim shneim psulin. Vashini sofeg etar ba'im. If you have two sets of chulin inside, two animals of chulin, mother, son, mother, child, then, of course, they're both pasul mizbeach, and you get makot for the second one. Mech tishavin ala Rabbi Shimon damar shchita shen reyelo shma shchita. Kama miktal kotle, so the first one is just killing. Shemar sovek adarayim, if that's the case, the second one shouldn't be, you shouldn't get makot for at all, because not otov et bino, because you're not following a shchita. Chulin inside is not worth anything. Third case, kodshim ifrim, arishon kasher upatur, vashiri sofeg etar bayim upasul. So the first one's fine, the second one you get makot for otov et bino, and it's pasul. Mech tishavin ala Rabbi Shimon amar shchita shen reyelo shma shchita, again, shchitat kodshim nami shchita shen eruya hi. The shchita of kodshim itself, meaning the second one that you shecht, two kodshim inside, the second one you shecht is not a shchita ruya. Why? The kamer lo zarik dam lo mishteri babasar, until you throw the dam on the mizbeach, you can't eat the meat, which means that the shchita has no utility until that point, which means the act of shechting the child is not an act of otov et bino. Sheni amai sofek etar ba'im pasul. So we've really hammered this home that Rabbi Shimon is not the author of our Mishnah. So the question is, Pshita Dahachiita, it's obvious that's the case. Why are you giving us three proofs from the Mishnah? The answer is Shchitat Kodshim Yitzrichle. The last one was needed. I could have argued Shchitat Kodshim Shchita Ru'uya. I could have argued that the Shchita of a Hekdesh, a proper Shchita, is called Shchita Ru'uya. Why? Because after all, if you stabbed the animal and did zrikat adam lo mishtri basa, that wouldn't help. You couldn't eat the meat. Which proves to you that the shchita is an essential element in making the basar mutar. Chishachat mishtri basar. So therefore, I would think that the shchita itself is shchita ru'uya. Kamash malan, that it's a necessary component, but not a sufficient component. You need shchita and zrika to make it significant. Therefore, you can never be chayav for otov et bino when the second shchita is hektesh inside. Because that act is not itself a valid, a significant shchita that allows the meat to be eaten. Now, time out. We're going to introduce the idea that when you offer up a korban, when you slaughter a korban that is not yet ready, that there is a lav involved. So that means that the second animal that you shechted should be a makot for mechusar zman. Let's see. How do I know that anything that's pasul, because of a mum or because of a mechusar zman, How do I know that there's a lota say because it's not accepted? You can eat it at home, but you can't bring it as a neder for korban. That teaches that there's a lota say here. The answer is that you're right. At this point, our Tana really would count Mechuser's mind as a separate lav, but when does he count Sofeget Arbaim and mention Makot? Lavi de Otove Pino, only Lavim of Otove Pino, not other things which may happen along with it in a certain circumstance like Kodesh, but on Otove Pino. Lavi Nuchroi lo Kachashiv, it doesn't count other Lavim. Falo, what are you talking about? Vakotchim Bakutz, Lavi Nuchroi Ninu, what are you talking about? He counts the Shchute Chutz. That's a separate lav and he mentions it. The Kachashiv. The answer, the Kfani Kachim Achutz, Rishon Chayav Kurdish, Shem Sofkimet Arbaim. And the first Makot there is because of Shchute Chutz. Mishnah Shem Rishon Lav Dotova Vinoa, Rishon Amai Sofek, Lavi Shun Lav Shchute Chutz. So we answer as follows. And this is an interesting rhetorical take. Kol Hechad Aleka Lav Dotova Pinom. Anywhere where you have Otove Pino, when you don't have Otove Pino, Chashiv Lavi Nuchroi, then they count the other one, meaning the first animal that you shechted outside is not Otove Pino, but it is Shchute Chutz, we'll mention that. Cholecha de Ika Lav de Otove Pino, but you're already Chayav Otove Pino, lo Chashiv Lavi Nuchroi. He doesn't count other ones. Now that's a little bit of a stretch to say that that's the rhetorical flair of the Mishnah. He'll mention other Isurim besides Otove Pino only when that act doesn't carry Otove Pino. When it does, he won't pile it on. Rabbi Zeru disagrees. Says Hanach l'Mechuser Zman. Mechuser Zman is a different story. Why? The Torah made Mechuser Zman nitak l'asei, meaning it could be fixed by an asei. Not exactly, and we'll see. We're going to move away from nitak l'asei in a minute. My time, Adamar Kram, Yom HaShmini Mahala, you're at set. The Torah says you can't offer it up on the seventh, the first 7 days, but rather on the eighth day. You can't offer it today, Otove Pino, you can offer it tomorrow. Yom HaShmini, Imi Karalo. Now, he fixes it because not really a lav anitak lase. What's a lav anitak lase? That is when you violated a lav, but there's a fix. You stole money, you violated lo tigzol, but there's a fix, Veshiva Tagzela. But here, there's no fix. Once you slaughtered, it's too late. So he modifies it and says, Lav, abamiklal asay, asay. That what's the lav here of Mechuser Zman? It's bamiklal asay, because the Torah says, bring it on the eighth day and onwards, there's a lav that you infer from there, which is not beforehand. But it doesn't explicitly say you may not bring it in the first 7 days. It just says 7 days, it's with his mother. And so therefore, it's not a lav, there's no reason to count it, because there are no makot. Ah, Raham Baila the Rabbi Apturiki. Rabbi Apturiki, Rami, Rabbi Apturiki, the name might be Patrician, found a contradiction. K'tiv, Ayashvatim Tachadimo, that really we need this assay, Miyoshvini Vahala, Yeratseh, for the following. It says 7 days it's with its mother, Hala the Chazi, Mashma, that immediately after the seventh day, meaning that night, you could already use it as a korban. And then it says only from the eighth day you could bring it. So which one? What's the night between the seventh and eighth? What's its status? What's his resolution? Laila Likdusha, meaning you could be makdish it that night. Yom Lartza, but the next day you could bring it. So we can't use Yom HaShmini here for setting up this Lava Bamiklal Asay. The answer is Ktiv Kroachrina and Pasha Mishpatim. You also have Kain Tasel Shochal Tzonecha Shivat Yemim Yayim Mom Yom HaShmini Tinoli. And so therefore you have a parallel pasuk there that tells you can only bring it after the eighth day, and that sets up the Lava Bamiklal Asay. Now Amar of Hamnuna Omer Hayar Rabbi Shimon. This is a report in Rav Hamnuna's name, and let's see if it works. He said, Rabbi Shimon used to say, Ein Otove Pino Nohei Bekodshim. Otove Pino doesn't apply to Korbanot at all. My time. Kevan Nam Rabbi Shimon Shchita Shen Rilo Shma Shchita. So where Rav Hamnuna get this from? He said, Rabbi Shimon didn't really say it. We're inferring it. Because Rabbi Shimon said, Shchita Shen Ruya is not a Shchita. So therefore, Shchita Kodshim Nam Shchita Shen Ruya. As we said before, when you shech the animal, that doesn't make the meat mutar. So, Meitiv Rava, watch this. Otove Pino Kodshim Bachutz. Let's say you have both of them outside. And the Kodshim, that's Otove Pino. Shimon Omer, Sheni Balo Taaseh. We have this at the end of Zvachim. The second one you shecht is a Lo Taaseh of Shchutei Chutz. Shaya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Aru Lavo Lachar Zman, Arayu Belo Taseh. Rabbi Shimon said, for Shchutei Chutz, if you couldn't bring it right now to the Petach Ol Moed, but you could later, then right now you shecht it, there's a Lo Taseh of Shchutei Chutz. Ve'ein Bo Karet, Chamomim Kol Shei Bo Karet, and Arayu Belo Taseh. They said there is no middle ground. Either you have Karet, in that case you're not, because it couldn't be brought now. Vikashalan, and we asked a question about Rabbi Shimon's ruling. Why? Kama mikvo katal. After all, the first one was just killed because it was kotshim bachutz. It's not a shechita for anything beneficial. Sheni mikal mifimu. The second one should be okay because karet nami b'chayv. Rabbi Shimon should say you're chayav karet for the second one. So Rabbi Shimon's opinion here runs against everything else we know about Rabbi Shimon. V'yamar Rav, v'amar la Kadi. So Rav, perhaps Kadi solved this by saying, Chasur mechzor avachitani. That brayta really is deficient. Now, as you'll see from this reconstruction, I've said this several times in the Shiurim, the Rishonim are divided about whether Chasur mechzor avachitani means that the original source was deficient and there's a reconstruction of the text, or the original source was presented in a subtle way, and to understand it, you have to sort of flesh it out. This, and the reality is that probably some cases are this way, some cases are that way. This seems to be a case where we're not claiming it was a deficient text, but rather we have to sort of understand it more broadly. And you see that from the fact that the reconstruction is partially in Aramaic. Kodshim, shnayam bachutz. So let's say you have both bachutz. The Rabbanan, rishon anosh karet, sheni pasul batur milav l'shchut echutz. The second one, you're patur from Shchutei Chutz. But Rabbi Shimon, Shneihem Anoshim Karet, you're Karet for both of them. You get Karet for both. Echad b'chutz v'chad b'fnim, but if on the other hand, the first one is outside, the second one is inside, Rabbanan Rishon Anosh Karet, Sheni Pasulu Patur. The second one, you are patur from, because that's not a Shchita inside. Rabbi Shimon, Sheni Kasher. The second one is actually fit for the Mizbeach. Echad b'fim v'chad b'chutz, if you started inside, then went outside. The Rabbanan Rishon Kasher Patur, it's fine kodshim. Sheni Pasulu Patur, you're again exempt. Rabbi Shimon Sheni Belo Taseh, exempt again, this is from Shchutei Chutz. Sheni Belo Taseh, right? The second one, there's a Lo Taseh. Only in that case does Rabbi Shimon say that, because the first one really was a proper Shchita because it was brought inside. And therefore, since this one could not be brought today, because it would be on the same day that its mother or its child was properly shechted, that's what Rabbi Shimon says, if it would be okay tomorrow, but not today, then there's a lo taseh. But Isak adaitach, but if you're going to accept Rav Hamnuna's report, or the report in Rav Hamnuna's name, then eno tolev no noheg b'kodshim, that Rabbi Shimon thinks that it doesn't apply to kodshim at all, sheni amai b'lo taseh, but too low. Why is the second one only a lo taseh? After all, karet nami lichayev. Because according to you, you could bring that second one today inside, therefore you're chayiv karet for bringing it outside. Allah amar Rav ha'achikam Rav Hamnuna. That's not what Rav Hamnuna said. The report was wrong. What Rav Hamnuna really said was, ein malkut oto v'pinoi b'kodshim. There are never malkut b'kodshim for oto v'pinoi. Why? Kev and nechamad lo zarik dam lo mishtri basar, since the meat is not mutar until you do zrikat adam. Therefore, when you shecht the second one, there's hatra'at safek, if this shechita will be valid at all, because we don't know if you can do zrikat adam, the dam might spill, you might not get to it. And remember, whenever you give a warning about an alotase, but it is not absolute at the point you're giving the warning, that the person would violate it by doing the action, because there's some future piece to the puzzle that has to be fulfilled for him to violate it. That's called hatra'at safek. And if you hold the position, hatra'at safek is not a hatra'ah, big machloket of amoraim, then you will hold it that you can never get makot here for oto v'pino. V'yazda rava l'ta'amei, and rava is being consistent with his own position, the amorava hi chulin uvna shlamim, if you have oto v'pino, and the mother, let's say, is chulin, and the baby is shlamim, shachat chulin v'chakach shachat shlamim, patur. If you shechted the chulin, and then the shlamim, you're patur. Why? Because if the second one is kodshim, it's hatrat safek. Shlamim v'chakach chulin chayav, but if the first one is shlamim, and then you did zrikat adam and everything else, and then you did the chulin chayav, because there's no hatrat safek, chulin don't need anything else besides the shechita. V'yamarava hi chulin uvna ola He has an interesting twist. He says, if it's chulin and the second one, the baby or the mother, doesn't matter, is an ola, then certainly if you did the chulin first and then the ola, you're patur, because the ola needs rikat adam to get to the mizbeach, zatrat safek, elafilu shachat ola v'chaka shachat chulin patur. Why? Because shchita kamaita lav shchita batachila hi. Because that first shchita of the olah doesn't count as shchita for our purposes at all, because you're not eating anything. But we have a disagreement. Rabbi Yochanan achila mizbeach shma achila. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says the devouring of the korban on the mizbeach is called achila. Maitama damar krav imei achol yacham zazarach shlamav v'shtei achila katuba daber. Famously, in the context of pigul, you're chayiv whether you intend to burn it after Zman or to eat it after Zman. Either achila counts. Charach lat adam v'charach lat mizbeach. So therefore, we reject Rava in this formulation, that if the otomet pedo, the first one was an ola, and the second one was chulin, then if you shechted the ola and did zrikat adam, and then put it on the mizbeach, and then you shechted the child or the mother on the same day as chulin, you are chayav, because the shchita of the ola is a shchita for purposes of achila, which is achilat mizbeach. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.